USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Much of the U.S. Gulf Coast is preparing not for one tropical storm or possible hurricane, but two storms that could both hit early this upcoming week. Colin Arnold is the New Orleans Emergency Preparedness Director.
We're still preparing to have impacts from two potential tropical storms, potentially two Category 1 hurricanes.
Tropical Storm Marco could hit the Gulf Coast Tuesday and Tropical Storm Laura on Wednesday. Officials say residents should complete their preparations by the end of today. The House voting to provide $25 billion in funding for the Postal Service. Yesterday, 26 Republicans joined all Democrats to pass the bill. It comes after Postmaster General Louis DeJoy made drastic cost-cutting changes. The president's promising he'll veto the measure if it reaches his desk, which it probably won't because the Senate says it won't take up the bill. And this is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have. And start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Wildfires forcing nearly 125,000 Californians out of their homes as the hundreds of blazes in the state have burned nearly 1 million acres. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi puts it into some perspective.
We have wildfires burning that are burning the lay of the land the size of the state of Rhode Island.
Some 12,000 lightning strikes are blamed for igniting most of the 600 or so new fires since last weekend, especially in Northern California. A Russian opposition leader suspected of being poisoned is now being treated in a German hospital. Alexei Navalny was flown out of Russia on Saturday morning when Russian officials finally allowed him to be released, and he's now reportedly in stable condition. He's been a critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin and fell into a coma after becoming ill during a flight from Moscow to Siberia last Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There's a report that Defense Secretary Mark Esper's cost-cutting review of the Defense Department has led to a proposed huge $2.2 billion cut in military health care. Politico says some defense officials say such a reduction could gut the Pentagon's health care system, and during a nationwide pandemic, it quotes two unnamed senior defense officials as saying that the ongoing budget review has been rushed and driven by an arbitrary cost savings goal. And they say the cuts would imperil the health care for millions of military personnel and their families, especially as the nation is grappling with COVID-19. Esper and his deputies have argued that America's private health care system could pick up the slack. It's not Memorial Day weekend, but the Indianapolis 500 has finally arrived. There will be no fans in attendance to watch Marco Andretti sit at the pole later today for the 104th edition of the famous race at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And if you're already among the many shaking their heads at some of what 2020 has brought us, you can add this to the list. NASA says an asteroid is expected to pass very close by the Earth on the day before Election Day in November. They say the space rock's just about 6 feet in diameter, and if it were to enter the atmosphere, it would likely break up. And NASA says the chance of any impact is actually less than 0.5%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.